Make that clap bigger for the Lord. It's my year of breaking limits. As you have declared it, so it shall be. Amen. Having received the foundation from God's servant, the apostle, over this commission a little while ago in this annual Church Leadership Empowerment Summit, it's my privilege to bring this word on consistency in stewardship. Consistency in stewardship. In the word of God's servant, consistency is the winning ticket in our walk with God. No one ever serves consistently and remain at the back. For whatever is the story of everyone that is consistent in serving God. Only the consistent will ever end as a ruler. And how true scripture is. Matthew 24, specifically verses 45 to 47. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. And look at that. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler. Consistent stewards always end as rulers. Peter is a clear example. He consistently followed Christ. When others have gone to their home, after Jesus was picked from the Garden of Gethsemane, all the apostles have gone. Some went to their wives, some went to their farm. But Peter followed to see the end. Matthew 26, 58. He followed consistently. He followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servant to see the end. So consistency is about the end. To see the end. Somebody said, Peter denied Christ. He was present to deny him. Where were others? They were not present to be tempted. He was there to be tempted. The end is the subject matter of consistency. The end, to see the end. There are many starters. Very few continue. But only decimal individuals see the end. Some serve God for 2 years, they give up. Just like God's servant said, well, we know Papa. That's how he will come every year with another word. Tired, giving up. Some have remained 5 years. Not many have remained for 10 years. A few have remained 20, 30, 40 years. Consistency. May we receive grace to be consistent. Amen. Remember Jesus said for also in Luke 9:62, and no man, having put his hand on the plow, to the plow, and looking back, that's the meaning of consistency. Don't look back. Don't count backward. Count forward. The moment you look back, you say you are no longer fit. Inconsistency is the reason why many are unfit, demoted, set back, results from inconsistency. Only the consistent will end as the ruler. May you end as ruler. is our winning ticket in our walk with God. Remember? Walking with God is what gives value to working for God. The reason why many are not consistent is because they are only working for God. They are not walking with God. If you effectively walk with God, you will efficiently work for God. If you walk effectively with God, you will efficiently work for God. Nobody ever gives up with his eye on God. That's why with God, it is first your person before your performance. Your person before your performance. Now, to drive the point home, what can we define as consistency? In this definition, we must understand that the Christian race and stewardship is a marathon race, not sprint. It's not what you do for a few months or for a year and then withdraw. It's marathon, to see the end, to see the end, to see the end. Consistency can be defined as continuity with steadfastness. Not just continuing, but with steadfastness. Remaining hot. Not cold today, warm tomorrow. Not thermometer Christianity. Not thermostat Christianity. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, brethren, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. That's the meaning of consistency. Unmovable, no matter what is moving others. Always, not sometimes, always. Abounding, that is, do it in excess. In excess. Do it in abundance. Now, if people don't complain you are serving God too much, perhaps you are not serving him enough. Always abounding. Going to the extreme, because that's the only way to be distinguished. If people don't complain you are doing it too much, perhaps you are not doing it enough. Unmovable. Get back to that passage, please. Always. Abandoning in the work of the Lord. For as much as he know, there is something moving you, that you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Consistent means being the same. You are just constant. Where you are yesterday, they met you there, you are still the same. In 1988, when I was privileged to pastor a church of 60 people, there was somebody who was there, a member of the church, who met me some years after. Tell me about 7 or 8 years after. That time I had been privileged to pastor a church of 6,000. He met me after the service and said, "Pastor, you have not changed." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The same flavor, the same fire, the same zeal. When you are pastoring church of 60 people, is the same pastoring now." Why? Because I was not pastoring to impress a multitude or a crowd. Ministering to 4 people is the same to me with ministering to 40 people, the same ministering to 4,000 people. No change. Consistency. Not that church attendance dropped and then you are looking as if the whole world has come down. The same. Not that there is food, you are happy today and there is no food tomorrow, you are unhappy. And that time in the earlier church that I mentioned, I had bench for my sleep. It's a three-bedroom church. Everything is in suit. I didn't have to travel too far. I just go from the bedroom straight to the parlor where the church was. Everything in suit. I don't have to see the sun. Amen. No need to drive any car. But when I come out of that bedroom to the parlor church, it's like coming out of the palace. Always excited. To the point that when I was sharing the testimony 3 years after, I said, no, it can't be true. I mean, you are always smiling. How can somebody sleeping on bed be smiling? Somebody who had no food smiling? That's what consistency is. Unchangeable. Always there. Not that, you are taking excuse because things are not working. Consistent means always there. Not on and off. Not that they are encouraging you. Won't you come for cell leaders meeting? Won't you come for service unit meeting? No. Consistent people are self-encouraged. May you receive grace for that. Consistent means maintaining your zeal, maintaining your esteem for God and for his kingdom. Always there. Come rain, come sun, you are there. Come changes of leadership, you are there. There are some people who drop in their commitment and consistency when there is change of leadership. Because he's no longer the service unit leader. Then his tempo drops. Why? They won't be seeing me any longer. No longer associate pastor. They won't be seeing me again on the altar. It's no longer consistent. Consistency. May we receive grace for it. Please note that consistency is a major attribute of God. And because we are followers of God, we should carry the same attribute. I am the Lord, I change yet not. Malachi 3:6. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. God is starter and completer. He doesn't start without completing. That's consistency. You start it and you stay on to complete. He is author and finisher of our faith. He's consistent. He's Alpha and Omega. You can see a consistent person is one who starts and continues on to finish. May you finish well. Yeah. This year, 2020, you will break every limit. In your kingdom stewardship, you will break every limit. I thought somebody who wants that is saying a louder amen. Our God is a forever God. So our stewardship should be a forever stewardship. We sign him for stewardship for life. For life. I'm not serving God for a few years. I'm serving him for life. Serving him for life. Put your head in it for life. No turning back. My hand is on the plow. No turning back. This year, no one will turn back. Yeah. Circumstances of life will not make you turn back. Yeah. Challenges that comes your way. Joseph was consistent. Put him in the Potiphar's house. The same Joseph. Put him in the prison. Brother Joe, he has not changed. Ever excited. Always looking for service to render until he served his way from slavery into the palace. And God's servant has declared, as led by the Holy Spirit, that is our year of release. Serve your way to be released. Serve your way to your release. Serve your way to your release. As followers of God, our stewardship demands continuity. Remember, God rewards only at the end. Only at the end. There is no award for starting. No. There are only rewards for ending. There is no award for starting. There are only rewards at the end. Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 1 to 3. Verse 3 specifically said, at the end. The vision, the assignment, your stewardship is for yet and upon the time. But at the end, it shall speak. At the end. When will it speak? At the end. He doesn't speak in the beginning. He speaks only at the end. Of course, it will give you some encouragement. First, the air, and then the blade. And as you stay on to the end, the full corn. The full corn. Many don't wait for the full corn. They don't wait for the full corn. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. He said, even though I don't see a sign, just leave me alone. I'll keep rejoicing in the Lord. I'll join the joy of my salvation. And in the process, the Lord my God will become my strength, put me on my high places. Only at the end. You can't get to the high places until you stay on to the end. until you stay unto the end. Peter took over the apostleship, the chief apostleship of others at the end. He stayed on to the end. At that temptation, Jesus looked back and said, Peter, you are still there. Even though you failed, I'm coming back to pick you up. I'm coming back to pick you up. And when he came back, Peter, are you still there? He said, Peter, I said, I'm here. Master, I'm here. Where will I go to? When the master came, they were on the sea, dragging the fish that they caught. As soon as Peter saw the master, he left the boat. Others said, this one we catch, we're not going to leave him. We're not going to leave this one. While they were holding the fish, Peter had jumped out to meet his master. So consistent, nothing mattered to him. Not all who are registered are reckoned with, and not all who are reckoned with are rewarded. Don't be a starter only. Continue and steadfastly and zealously so. Be outstanding in your zeal. Not that you are trying to impress anybody, but that the fire in you shows that you are consistent. It shows. This year, everybody will see that the fire of your zeal is a different one. May I close this way? What does it take to be consistent? We have so many things we have been taught over and over again by God's servant, but just a few of them. Number one, maintain your individuality in the race. Maintain your individuality in the race. Run and serve as if you are the only one there, as if everything depends on you. Before I was given privilege to preach and to be a pastor, I was everywhere. Even to children department, I served. Technical unit, I was privileged to be the first technical officer under God's servant in this ministry. Amen? How technical were we then? A tape recorder. No public address system, just a tape recorder. I'll go buy the, you know, 10, we call it tape. You buy the cassette. And you know, when he preaches, he doesn't stay in one place. So when he moves this way, you have to turn the face of the speaker to catch the voice. Amen? He moves this way, you turn it. Because the system in those days required such dynamism. They are not like the modern system where you can stay anywhere and speak anywhere and people will hear you from anywhere. So I was privileged to be the first technical officer. Amen. I was in ushering. In those days when we were using the envelope to do tithe, our tithing and all of that, members will come before the service, will stay at the door, give them their, you know, tithe envelope so they can put in their tithe and submit it during the service. And you can tell some fellows are angry in the morning, just finish.